We're gonna have to, it's quiet time now, okay?
It's quiet time for sushi.
You too. It's quiet
time. Sasha's like, I don't do quiet time. Hey everybody, welcome to Dose of Reality, the podcast. I'm Jazz.
And I'm Jade.
And this is where we talk to you about reality TV and the related drama. Per usual, we are just on Bravo shows right now. We are going to talk about Ultimate Girls Trip, which is the finale, but we're kind of just going to summarize the season. Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, Dubai, Atlanta, and then also Southern Charm. We just wanted to mention really quick that there's some like construction going on my street. So if there's any little bit of background noise, that is what it is. So sorry about that. Okay, should we dive into Ultimate Girls Trip?
Yeah. So the season overall, loved the cast.
Mm-hmm.
I thought the cast was phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
I hate Dorinda. I do not want her back on my screens. She needs a break.
Have you gotten anywhere with New York?
I'm on season 2.
Okay.
So I'm not on where she comes in yet. But she's just such a spaz.
Yeah, it's no, like the ultimate spaz, I feel like. The ultimate spaz. It's crazy.
The ultimate spaz of Ultimate Girls.
Yeah. No, it was definitely a reminder of why she needs to just stay paused forever.
Yeah.
And of why she got paused in the first place, because, like, she does have her – like, most of the time she's great.
Yeah.
But when she's bad, she's so bad that it's, like – it's like she's kind of dangerous.
I know. And then she drinks and you can't even hear what she's saying. And she literally like.
The scary thing to me is how she gets in people's face.
Yeah, right.
Like very threateningly. And like that could cause a fight with the wrong person.
Yeah, right. So. So I'm good on her. And I'm also good on doing anything ever again at Bluestone Manor.
No more Bluestone. We're going to retire Bluestone.
Bluestone's retired. That is for her Christmas parties and her family, and she should leave it that way.
Mm-hmm.
And I also just think, like, no Ultimate Girls Trips ever should be at somebody's house.
No.
It was annoying.
It was annoying, and it was like she kind of ruined it, and she wasn't even technically part of the cast. She was supposed to be just the host.
Oh, really?
I think so.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure she was just supposed to be the host. She wasn't, like, part of the cast members. But yeah, so there was that too. And then I don't know if you saw, but the guy who, I guess he was like her coordinator, like kind of that dude, you know, that was like helping out the whole time.
Marco?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Marco. Sorry, I forgot his name. He came out on social media and was like complaining about how terrible like mostly everyone was and like how weird they were and how the pay wasn't even good. I was like, someone needs to go back and give him a mad bonus because for dealing with that.
Yeah.
And then they're asking about the shirt being ripped off and stuff.
Mm-hmm. And he was saying like he felt like that was an intrusion of his personal space.
Yeah. And he was like, no, I actually wasn't okay with it. I'm like, can you imagine if that was a woman?
Yeah. Yeah. No,
so bad.
That was bad. But I thought it was a funny season, very funny, like, just, like, group of people. I'm glad to see Tamara's back on Orange County. I think she brings a different level of...
Did you see the announcement on...
Watch What Happens Live,
that was cute.
Yeah.
I actually, you know what, I never thought I would say this, but I think it's fine.
Yeah,
I think
that's incredible. Okay. I never thought I'd hear you say that.
I don't know, she seems different, and I enjoyed her on Ultimate Girls Trip. I really, really do not want this to be the door for Vicky to come back. The door opening for Vicky, though, because I actually might not even watch it because of how terrible everything is. And, like, I really disagree with Heather just getting whatever she wants with the cast.
It's
like, you don't own this. Well, probably do, actually. You probably just pay everyone off.
Yeah.
To do it. But I think that's bullshit. And then, so to switch to have it... to have Gina being on and Noella staying and then to switch like months later.
Yeah.
I was like, fuck you. That's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Gina's back on, which makes me, I do not like Gina.
Yeah.
Right. I don't like her at all.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, so that's not even what we're talking about today.
Yeah, true.
So back to Ultimate Girls Trip.
True.
So yeah, I enjoyed Tamara. I enjoyed Phaedra's, like, just, you know, her, like, calmness. She brought a lot of comedy and calmness, yeah.
Yeah.
But I really didn't enjoy that she didn't open up at all and talk about her shit, and everyone else did. And she very much avoided it because she's done such fucked up stuff. And then on Watch What Happens Live, she had the nerve to be like, no, I have no regrets about anything.
Yeah.
It's like, well, you should.
Right.
So.
Yeah, she was very quiet. I wish she would have opened up more because she has some explaining to do, I think.
She just brushes it all the time since everything happened.
Yeah. Taylor was kind of a random ad. Like, I don't think Taylor hasn't been on Beverly Hills since season 2.
I'm sure they only added her because they wanted Brandy.
Yeah.
That would cause drama. And they were right. But
they were right.
She was rather boring, but.
Brandy's a lot, as always. I'm just not a Brandy person. Like, I'm all for people speaking their truths and stuff, but, like, Brandy's like a Kelly dad to me, you know?
Yeah.
It's just too much.
Yeah, I think she is too much, but she will never go away because she brings great TV.
Yeah.
She really does. I enjoyed her the first half a little bit because she was – mostly because she was picking at Vicky, and I love that.
Yeah.
But I feel like Vicky kind of came around towards the end to start enjoying herself a little bit. But I also feel like people didn't give her enough slack for the
Steve breakup thing. That was
they were together for a long time.
I know. I did feel bad about that too. And then all of a sudden you get broken up with and you find out that they're with somebody else. Like,
yeah. That sucks. And they're literally just using you.
Yeah.
Like, he's just at her house.
Yeah.
Fuck. So that was crazy. And I had more sympathy than apparently everyone else. I always have thought that Tamara, like, seems like such a bad friend.
Yeah.
She literally just, like, the way she talks, she has, like, no sympathy when people are, like, telling their problems to her.
I think she's trying to, like, get people to get back on their horses. But you also have to, like, let people be sad, too.
I've always thought that, too, watching, like, not just this, but it was, like, I would not want to go to you if I was having a problem because you're just, like, well...
Everybody has a bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay.
Yeah. Or, well, you should have seen it coming. Or, well, yeah, that kind of thing.
So what do you think of Jill?
Jill's just kind of there for me.
Yeah.
I'm just very like, okay, hi, Jill.
Yeah. She's just like, she's so much for me.
Yeah.
Like, she's like constantly talk.
Yeah.
Selling stuff. Like,
yeah.
Thirsty. I'm just like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
And she has, like, the New York, like, quick talking. I'm just like, oh my God.
Yeah.
It's like talkness overload with her.
Yeah.
And then Eva, of course.
Eva was the star of the show.
Just fantastic.
Yeah.
Love her.
Yeah, I thought the only person who I really was like, get out, is Dorinda.
Yeah.
I was like, you're making me insane.
Yeah.
But did you like it better or worse than the first season?
It's weird because I kind of liked them equally for different reasons, and everyone is like liked season 2 so much more.
Yeah,
but I really liked season 1
actually.
I agree.
I thought they were both good in their own ways. And it's so hard to say like which one you liked more or less because it's such a different cast.
It's such a different cast and such a different vibe. Like, I liked season 1 because even though there was less drama, they just had more fun. I was like, I'm kind of here just for a fun trip,
right?
Honestly, like,
yeah.
And that's what they did season 1. Like, there was some drama, which was great. There was enough drama to keep me happy, basically.
Yeah.
So, I liked them both. No more houses. We're doing vacations again.
Vacations. Honestly. Well, they're back in Thailand, so we'll see how season 3 goes.
Oh, my God. What do you think about the cast for season 3?
I don't know yet.
I like it, and everyone was, like, hating on it already.
Yeah.
I love that they invited 2 Miami ladies, and they're 2 great Miami ladies.
Yeah.
Like, Alexia is, like, probably my favorite, actually. And then I liked that they have Leah, and I was happy about Tinsley, but then I was also happy she got replaced by Portia.
I love both. I know. I'm not like, I think... I don't see any qualms about it, but I just guess we'll see how all the girls are.
Yeah.
Are together.
I like that Potomac finally is invited. I was like, how are you going to not have Potomac?
Yeah.
For 2 seasons. Like, these ladies bring it.
Right.
I think it's
probably because Potomac's a newer.
It is newer, but.
Like, all these other ones have been around for, lots of seasons. Even though New Jersey seasons are apparently only, we do 5 episode seasons now. That's cool.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Well, that's it for Ultimate Girls Trip. All right, let's move on to Beverly Hills. Okay. So the big thing, or I guess the thing of focus here was the Diana's party, which, God, her house is so fucking gorgeous.
Her house is so gorgeous. Jeez. I mean, what do you got to do?
Yeah. I mean.
Well, and the thing is, what?
You got to do some fucked up shit.
Yeah, I suppose. But it sounds like she married her first husband when they were both, like, poor. Not poor, but they grew that business together.
Yeah.
That's why she got so, like, he was happy to give her half. He was like, she was with me and helped me build this. And
yeah, that's how it should be. Yeah. Yeah. 100%.
I just thought that was crazy. I thought she married him into money.
Yeah, one of the things I want to talk about is Sutton's not there at this party because her and Diana, I actually don't know if this is why, I don't remember, but her and Diana are still, like, this is lasting a long time. This fight. But I wanted to talk about basically the progress or, like, what happened at Kyle's luncheon. It was Kyle's luncheon, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, so there was a lot there, actually, that was interesting. So, Dorit was talked to both Diana and Sutton about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I really liked that she finally fucking called Sutton out.
Yeah.
Because Sutton, like, is, of course, always playing the victim.
It's, yeah,
like, insane to me.
Yeah, just narrating this, like, not true story.
A literal lie. Yeah. Like, just completely twisting how it went.
Yeah.
It's so crazy, and I cannot stand the fact that she just keeps saying, I just had these great intentions. It's like, no, you went to give her shit about her being there when her supposed cast doubt on her miscarriage.
Right.
Honestly.
Right.
And then now you're twisting around like she did that to you.
Right.
Like she didn't.
Yeah.
She was like, you're not going to cry to me about it.
Right.
You.
Right.
But she didn't mock your miscarriage. It, yeah. It, like, literally didn't happen. Like, I don't like that at all.
I know. But that's how, I mean, Sutton couldn't be, like, more woe is me.
Yeah.
Cry, cry, cry.
Mm-hmm.
Every time Sutton cries, I just want to smack her.
Mm-hmm.
Like, stop fucking crying.
Right. And so I loved, like, watching, like, both Cherie and Dorit be, like, not have it.
Yeah. Like, Cherie was like, literally like, maybe you should just,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, close your mouth. She's like,
why is it always you?
Yeah.
Like, tell me why.
And Sutton was like, well, if I stop talking, and Cherie was like, well, how's that working for you now? Like, right. Obviously there's something wrong.
Yeah. And we have seen that season after season of her just, like,
putting her foot in her mouth.
Someone. Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway. So then she apologized. Eventually, it was, like, painful. It was, like, awkward and painful when they all get back together, like, in the group. And she is like, I'm not apologizing again. I'm done apologizing. It's like, well, have you apologized?
Yeah. Have you ever apologized to anybody for anything?
I heard you say, I'll apologize if you apologize to me, which is not an apology, by the way.
Which is, I know who that reminds me of.
I know. Yeah, you do. That's very present on your mind. Yeah. And I also hate when people say, I came to apologize to you. It's like, okay, well, that's in itself not an apology.
Yeah.
So the word is, I'm sorry for this, not I was going to apologize to you.
It makes me insane when people are like, well, I was thinking about it and I felt like, or whatever, and they just don't say I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It's so bizarre. They, like, walk around it. I'm like, uh-huh. I am still waiting.
It's, you have not apologized.
Yeah.
Yet. Yeah, so that's crazy. But then she does apologize, and she is, like, so – to me, it's actually finally sincere coming from her.
Sutton's is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm like, if you led with this, like, I can't remember what she said, but, like, I just remember being like, oh, that actually sounds – that's what you should have said in the beginning, and this drama would have been, like, squashed immediately.
Yeah.
So
– I have a hard time, though, when people, like, are so against apologizing, mm-hmm. and then they apologize, and I'm like, this is bullshit.
Yeah.
Like, I cannot see through the sincerity of it.
I think something clicked in her from what everyone had said. It looked to me, just watching, that something had clicked where she was like, you know what, I actually do think I'm wrong.
Finally. Yeah, right.
That's why, because normally, I totally agree where you're just like, okay, well, now you feel forced.
So. Yeah, right.
But for her in that moment, I was like, I feel like something just registered with you to where you realize that you're a fucking asshole.
Well, hopefully. And I think I was really happy that Dorit said something, because Dorit was like, yeah, well, you also did the same thing, son.
Yeah.
You literally were questioning her as why she was there and how she, why she's not on bed rest.
And I just feel like Dorit doesn't really speak up to people that much. So that was interesting to see.
Yeah.
And that was good because I think that helped push this along because I'm getting to the point where I'm like over it.
I know. I'm also over it. But when I'm really not over that's really cringy is Erica.
Yeah.
Erica's got to chill.
Erica is.
She's not doing good.
Out of control. So we are again at Diana's party drunk and on pills. And it's like you, because she is in a place where I can understand why someone is numbing pain.
Yeah.
For sure.
Right.
And taking some happy pills. But now you're at a point where there's no more excuses and you have to get a grip on your behavior at least.
Yeah. And like, you're like actually disrespecting people.
You're full on disrespecting people.
And their kids.
Yeah. That was the last straw for this whole thing. So if you need to be doing both, wait till you get home and you're in your bed.
Right.
Like honestly.
But the, you know, the cringiest thing she did is Crystal comes out about her eating disorder and how hard it is around the holidays, which, oh my God, I wouldn't even have thought about that. That's so sad. But yeah, it is. Like, people show love in the holidays with making food and all these things. And
it's like Thanksgiving and Christmas back to back.
Yeah.
Solely about food.
Yeah, exactly. And so I thought that was really sad. And I thought everybody handled it really well. I thought it was, you know, Kyle had shared her story a couple seasons back, but she relates with Crystal and she's like, I get it. Like, whatever. But then Erica comes in so hot and she – and, you know, the way Erica talks to people is not comforting. Like, it's not – whatever. It's just like, oh, do you puke it out or shit it out?
Yeah.
And it's like, what? And then – like,
what? If you don't have an understanding about something, shut the fuck up.
Right.
Or, I don't know. Just – yeah, sorry. Right. Well, she doesn't create a safe space, basically.
She does not create a safe space. It's just a space of, like – like it felt like encouragement for Crystal to keep doing this.
Right.
And then she tells her to take laxatives.
Laxatives. Just shit it out. I'd rather just shit it out. What the fuck do you know about
it? Yeah. What do you know?
Yeah. This is not a you are not in this.
Yeah.
You don't give your opinion.
Yeah.
I'm so confused as to why you'd be like, well, what I do it. Well, what?
Right. And then she has the nerve to tell her she can't eat the food that's going around, which happened to be chicken strips, which is somebody was like, get out of here. You can't. I might punch him in the face.
I hated that moment so much, too, because everyone heard it.
Yeah.
And no one said anything, which is, like, honestly, in that moment, I don't know if I would have either.
Shock.
It's a shock. Yeah. But it was, like, they just – it, like, sucks so much for Crystal. Like, I hate that. Like, she's, like – being honest about it, like, everyone, you know, is acknowledging at the party. Like, I'm sure, like, that feels weird.
Yeah.
At least. And then she just yells that in front of everyone. Yeah. It's, like – oh, my God.
Yeah.
Like, gross.
Yeah.
That must feel horrible.
So horrible. And it's embarrassing. Like, Crystal's obviously not proud of this.
Yeah.
It's something that she's working on.
And, right.
You know, she can only take it day by day. But, like, for somebody to, like, just throw it out there and been plastered on a screen, basically, it's like, oh, my God, Erica, pull yourself together.
But I hope Crystal basically is saying that she's, like, kind of at the point where she wants to look for help. So hopefully we'll see that because I love people getting better.
Yeah.
I can't imagine.
And it's like, it just frustrates me too because like when Dorit was going through, Dorit going through her, like her robbery stuff and her PTSD, Crystal was like, let me take you to a defense class. Like I work with this really cool trainer and let's do something like that. That is supportive.
Yeah, that is support. Exactly.
The way Erica handles – Erica's just a mess. Erica's a fucking mess, and it's making me actually crazy. Because
I know,
she's not taking accountability for it either. Mm-hmm. She's just like, oh, whatever. Yeah, I'm fine.
Yeah.
It's like, you're not fine.
You're not fine, actually.
Yeah.
And at this point, it's disrespectful to other people for the fact of they're asking you. You're making them take care of you and put up with your bullshit.
Yeah.
Like, that's not okay.
Right.
But the other thing that I wanted to mention, too, is about – besides the eating disorder thing, Crystal kind of opening up to – like her experience growing up, just like generally hating the way she looked and like standing, she didn't want to stand out.
Yeah.
She was tall.
Yeah.
As a minority. And she just was like, I just wanted to kind of blend in. And I stuck out to everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be so hard because I've been short my entire life. Mm-hmm. Actually, in fifth grade, I was the tall one. But other than that, I was really short my entire life, and I feel like women who are tall, like, actually get, like, picked on in your K through 12.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you're tall and you're lengthy and you're awkward.
Especially because she's Asian, too.
And, so that and you stick out because you're a minority and this and that. And it's just like, like, that really sucks because it's just one more reason to – and it's so silly. You look at women now, and if they're 5'9", you're like, wow, well, what a world to live like, you know? And, but yeah, that made me really sad for her because
I know it's so.
You just feel like you're extra magnified. Like, yeah, people are really looking at
you. Extra magnified, oh, gosh. That's. Growing up is tough, man.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay. So that left off there. Essentially, and so we're gonna have to suffer through more of Erica with the next episode too. So we'll see what happens there. Okay, so now on to Dubai, which we did not talk about last week, but we're going to only talk about this week's still, because that's what we're gonna do. or else it's gonna be too much. But you guys watched it, so you're caught up. Okay, so basically the engagement party is the entire episode.
Yeah.
Which it's just been crazy watching them so far get to this point, but
I can't believe they're getting married. Do you think that's how they are with each other? Is that like they're stressed because of the wedding? Cuz it seems like Stanberry hates Sergio.
I don't get that.
You don't get that vibe?
No.
I think she's annoyed by everything he does.
I think she's just like, I don't know, she's kind of just like a really brash British person.
Yeah.
I think. I don't think that she acts like she hates him. I think she's just like acts indifferent to people in general, sort of, which is weird because he seems so like expressive and emotional, sort of, and like in tune with and like loving and everything. Yeah. And she's like not.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, whatever. I mean, opposites attract, I guess. I don't know.
I guess.
But anyway, so the. The continuous drama of this entire thing is the is Chanel Ayan's outfit, her attire, her whole tops to bots situation.
Tops to bots, yeah.
So she comes, of course, Stanberry asks everyone to wear white.
Yeah.
And the first thing she sees is Ayan, and she's like, she has come as me, essentially, because she's wearing, like, gorgeous gown. And a blonde wig.
Yeah.
And you thought it was fine, right?
Yeah, I thought it was fine because, one, you're wearing everyone to ask wear white. And two, she was wearing, like, a bodysuit with a cape. Like, it wasn't really a gown. Like, would you really wear that on your wedding day? Really?
Yeah, right.
Would you? And I bet most people's answers would be no because it looks like a swimsuit. It was beautiful.
Yeah.
But it was not a gown.
Right.
So I was like, just chill. It's really not that big of a deal.
Yeah. I thought the dress thing was totally fine. I thought the wig thing was so weird. Like, I just thought that was, of all the wigs that she could have worn, she wore, like, a very blonde, long one.
And yeah.
This was like, okay. And that, to me, was kind of like a little bit of a fuck you, even if she didn't realize that she was doing it, because she seemed genuinely shocked.
Yeah. See, I didn't think that was a big deal, because I'm like, she wears different colored hair. She wore an orange outfit the other day with orange hair. Mm-hmm. She wears red with red. Like,
but, like, when you go to a wedding, you intentionally don't wear white to not show somebody up, right?
Yeah.
So she should have not worn a blonde wig to not show, specifically, just today, just put the blonde wig away.
Yeah.
Like, of all the hair colors. That's what I was just like, that's weird that you did that.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll have to agree to disagree on that one, because I'm just like, whatever. Stanberry set herself up for disaster by asking everybody to wear white.
It was weird. But yeah, I did love... sorry, I'm like absolutely spacing on her name. Ayan's like
Brooks, Sarah, Lisa.
Lisa, jeez Louise. And she's like my favorite right now too.
But I heard she's a shitster. They all make comments about how Lisa is a
She
podster.
Does make her, but I love it.
Yeah.
I think she's great.
And her boys are so fucking funny.
Her family's so cute.
All three of the boys have different accents.
I know, I love that. But when she was like, because Stanberry kind of had all of her friends making shady comments. And Lisa, like, made a comment about, like, how they rehearsed their shade. And she was like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. She doesn't stand for shit. No. She'll call it like she sees it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was Nina was like, if you're going to invite Chanel Ayan to something, you better bring it, honey. Because yeah. she is going to bring it to every event.
I think it was Lisa. She was like, I would come with my best at my own event. I would not be shown up, which is like so true. It's like, if you were going to ask everyone, make it clear that you're the one who's getting married. Whatever.
Right. Yeah. That was bizarre to me. Like, if you want to stand out, then stand out. If you want people to outstand you, then that's on you.
Yeah. Right. But I did just want to make a quick comment about Ayan, because it opened up with her, like, going to get her dress, basically. And... or doing something. And it opened up to her just bragging about how incredible and amazing she is. And I'm like, and just last episode, you were just hating on Sarah for making a comment that was like, not everyone, it's not too late to become someone like me. I'm like, how can you, like, all you talk about is how amazing you are. What the fuck?
See, both, like, I've said it from day on. Day one, Ayan drives me nuts with the conceitedness. Mm-hmm. And I didn't like Sarah's either. I thought both of them. I'm like, both of you guys sound like...
not for us. I'm talking about for her. How could she justify
How could she be? Yeah. It's like... no, what? It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
But both of them need to chill. Like, not everybody wants to be like you.
Yeah.
Either of you. Right. So just calm down immediately.
Immediately. Yeah. But I feel like, I don't know. It's... they won't.
No, they won't. They love themselves.
But back to the engagement party. So... okay, now are we ready to talk about Brooks?
Yeah. I mean, we got it.
The rest of the drama is Brooks. Okay, so she comes Liddy Titty.
Yeah, Liddy.
So first she comes for Nina, which is like, back the fuck off, Nina. I'm not here for that.
Yeah, what did Nina do?
Yeah, what did Nina
do? She actually tried to defend you and explain where you were coming from.
Right, exactly. She was like, basically, I hope you didn't do this, essentially. Yeah. And for her to jump down her throat like that, and like, I'm sorry, but people just do not have enough sympathy for things that people are going through.
It's
like, she really has been clear about how much she's struggling with this thing with her dad.
Yeah,
like,
right.
It's so crazy. And Brooks is like, and she's like, I can't do this right now because I got a lot going on. And Brooks is like, I don't care what you have going on.
Right.
Like, I thought that was so fucked up.
Right. And then, well, even before the party, she sends this text to all the girls, Brooks does, that's basically like, why are you talking about this?
Is that Sarah?
Oh, wait. Maybe it was Sarah.
Sarah. Yeah, because Brooks went individually to everyone.
To everyone.
And then tried to act like she didn't. It was like, but you did do that.
But you did. Though. Yeah. So you talked to everybody about it.
And that is what you said. So that's actually not a lie.
Yeah.
And then Sarah, I couldn't believe that she sent that message. I was like, damn.
Yeah. Sarah was like, I'm not fucking around anymore.
Yeah. That was so crazy.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Sarah and Brooks sit down.
So I just want to say that I liked that Nina just like walked away. She was like, nope, goodbye.
Yeah. Well, and two, like arguing with somebody who's clearly intoxicated. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just like, I will have this conversation with you when we're both sober and on a level playing field. But like sometimes you just can't reason with drinking. Oh,
for sure. No, you can't. And like just to come that angry and get drunk.
Yeah.
Like if you know you're that mad, you're going to show up drunk.
Yeah.
To someone. Oh my God. It was so crazy.
Right. That was so wild.
Okay. So then, she sits down with Sarah, which, oh my God, that was so bad. I actually can see what Sarah's saying, especially because you don't see the entire conversation. Like when you watch it, and it seems like she was opening up about how hard her mom was on her, which she has said.
Yeah. And Brooks.
Yeah,
Brooks. 100%.
I'm so confused because now Brooks is like, that's not a bad thing. It's like, but you present it like it was bad.
Yeah.
So how is someone supposed to know if you present it as being bad? Of course, someone's going to be like, break the cycle. That actually sounds reasonable.
Right.
Like,
and actually militant strictness, you don't let your kids, that is bad.
Mm-hmm. That is actually bad.
That is actually bad.
Yeah.
Yes, it might instill like a good work ethic, but it also... is like traumatizing. You're scared to do anything to mess up, and like a big part of life is learning from your mistakes.
Exactly. So, and like just like let a kid be a kid.
Yeah.
Like kids have to have a chance to just be a kid.
Right.
And not have to act like a perfect like adult basically.
Exactly. So having that strict of a militant lifestyle, I don't give a shit what culture it's a part of. It's not great.
Yeah. And then so I think Brooks is totally out of control, and the way she's like yelling at Sarah is I would never be talked to like that.
Never. Ever.
And she looks like deranged.
Yeah.
Like she's so intense. You have to take a chill before you you can't be in this headspace trying to have this conversation. Like, well, and can't.
Sarah even says that. She's like, I will walk away if you continue to yell at me. Right. I'm going to end this conversation, which you have to. Mm-hmm. Again, like, it's so hard to read. And Sarah doesn't drink, so she's sober. Mm-hmm. And Brooks is drunk.
Oh, I didn't realize Sarah doesn't drink.
Yeah, no. And it's just, like, they should have a conversation, but Brooks needs to be in a clear headspace to, like, understand that Nina and Sarah were not attacking her.
Yeah, right.
And I do think Sarah was – it's hard.
She overstepped. She did.
And yeah, I think she needs to take accountability for that.
And she just wouldn't apologize for it. It's like, just say sorry that you overstepped. It's not that hard. It clearly really hurt her feelings.
Right.
And so you can say, this is how I meant it, and I'm sorry that I said this or overstepped. And it's fine. And you can apologize a little bit.
Right.
Jesus.
Exactly. So I totally agree.
It's so hard for everybody.
Apologies are really hard for everyone.
We should just start – we should start a business where we teach people how to apologize, and we make a ton of money because no one knows how to fucking do it. Everyone needs help. Mm-hmm. And then – so I think it's important, like, some of the – like, how – because I always hate how things get twisted, you know, mm-hmm. where it's like, just be honest about what happened. Even if you did something wrong, I just hate how people twist stuff. And so she, like, kind of twisted what – Sarah had said to everyone when she talked to them individually. And then even when she sits down with Sarah, she's like, you said my family has a curse. And it was like, what? You have taken this to a completely different level. Mm-hmm. Like, you have to, in your head, not take things and spin them.
Yeah.
Like, that is literally saying you have to break the cycle and your family is cursed.
Yeah.
Like, couldn't be more different.
So different.
So crazy.
It was and very
especially
bizarre.
Because, I don't know, I just feel like that has connotations. Like, that's where the culture thing gets into play, because it's like, you're kind of making it seem like she was talking down about your culture.
Right.
And she wasn't at all. Not even a little bit.
Not even a little bit. And she was just saying, she was just saying that. And that's not even a culture thing.
It's not.
Having a militant family, that is not a culture thing. Yeah. Go ask Dolores about how her life's at. Like, they're Italian, and her dad was part of the Marines, I think, and he was really strict. I feel like it's just parenting. It's a parenting style.
It's a parenting style.
Not a culture.
Every culture has hard and soft parents.
Yeah.
So you're not going to convince me about that.
So, yeah. So we'll see how that plays out. But I just think Brooks came in hot.
She came in way, way, way too hot. And then she just is like, bye.
Yeah.
So, but I am curious to see how that picks up, because – it left off so weird where when the producer said something.
What the producer
said? The producer was like, hey, and like yelled at them. Oh, and that's how it literally ended, because then Sarah was like, what the fuck is this? And how about when Brooks is like, are you threatening me? I was like, are you out of your mind?
What
is happening?
She was out of her mind.
That was so, and Sarah was like, no.
Yeah.
I'm not even close to threatening you.
Right.
But then after she says that, and she like is like screaming at her, and the producer is like, hey, and like yells at them. And then Sarah looks over at the producer and she's like, what the fuck is this? And then Brooks is like, what the fuck is this? And it ends like that.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
So. Well, cancel all my plans.
I can't believe you missed that. It was so weird.
Uh-huh.
I was like, what the fuck? But anyway, yeah, so we'll see. We'll see what happens, but it's definitely going to be a shit show. Okay, let's talk about Southern Charm.
There's not much to talk about here.
There's really not.
But I do want to jump in right away to the birthday party, because it's a continuation. Mm-hmm. And Vanita pulls Olivia aside, and they're talking, just Vanita's talking like very openly to her, and Olivia's so dismissive and is literally treating Vanita like, why am I even talking to you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it just made me cringe so bad. I'm like, there was no breaking through. Olivia obviously felt like she was in a place where she did not need to give Vanita the time of day. And Madison invited her.
It's her party.
Which is her party. But I think that's where I got like pissed off at Madison, because I'm like, you did take that party.
Yeah.
And you made it yours and you were an actual bitch about it.
Yeah.
And then on Watch What Happens Live, you were like, she said, I'll never have a party with Vanita again.
Right.
And it's like, Vanita will actually probably never have a party with you again.
You were horrible. Yeah. Yeah. And so she did create a space of like, this is my party.
Yeah.
But I agree. I get really, I don't know, I have a bad vibe from Olivia. Same. I really don't like her so far. She, I don't like her energy, but I thought, yeah, she was so disrespectful of Anita. And I really, this bothers me to no fucking end with white people when they're like, I just can't stand the word racist thrown around. I can't stand when people are racist.
Right.
How about fucking that? How about that's actually what matters, so you should be more mad about that. So for her to be like, I just, as soon as I heard that word, I don't even know what why you said it, but I'm walking away. It's like, you should want to know why she said it. You should want to know that the people you're around aren't being racist more than people accusing them of being racist because she said racist shit.
Right.
So that's should be concerning to you.
Exactly.
So it's concerning to me that you're not concerned about that.
Right.
That's problematic.
Exactly. And just, I don't understand why people need to like, Catherine's crazy.
Yeah.
Are we going to act like Catherine's not fucking crazy?
I know, seriously.
It makes me so mad when people are like, oh, protect Catherine. Why?
Why? Why?
For
she causes so much drama.
Because she went through that shit with Thomas. Sorry.
Yeah. And she chose to stay in that for a long time.
And she chose to stay in that for a long time and get pregnant twice.
Not once, but twice.
Like, come on. Yeah. Come on.
I know.
We have so many things that can prevent pregnancies.
If that's what you choose to do, that's what you choose to do.
Yeah.
But don't complain about it.
Don't complain about it.
Because you stuck in that relationship.
And then look at the way you treat Caleb. So you have somebody who's great, and you treat him like a pile of garbage.
She treats him so badly.
And, I mean, we're going to walk around the – no offense, but I really think she's with Caleb to make a point that she's not racist. Mm-hmm.
That she's staying in this relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they don't like each other.
Yeah.
You literally don't like each other.
So yeah, Caleb deserves better.
Yeah, he deserves so much better. But it's the same. It's the same effect with her, with him, where it's like, why wouldn't you leave?
Yeah,
like, you're choosing to be abused,
right,
by her mentally and emotionally every day, constantly.
Yeah,
it's weird to me.
Yeah. So the race thing at the birthday party and how just like closed off, and Olivia wouldn't even give Vanita this. Yeah. She wouldn't even hear her out. She's like, no, I'm done. And like, it's just like, wow, you really have something against Vanita.
Yeah,
and I don't know if it's the color of her skin. I don't know if it's the way she handles it. I don't know. But, like, you are closed off.
It does not look good for you. I'll tell you that much. And now she's like, I'm not going to be cancel culture. It's like, she's not trying to cancel culture.
Yeah.
Don't try to reverse cancel culture her.
Right.
Like, she does literally not. She's actually trying to be on a good page with you.
Yeah.
I think it's, like, it's crazy. But, but anyway, and then that's actually after Catherine just completely dismisses Vanita also.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, that's bad.
Yeah.
That's a bad look.
Well, and that's why Vanita was probably so mad that stupid Madison invited them in the first place. And then even Vanita was like, I just want to crawl into a hole and get out of here.
Yeah.
And that is the worst feeling when you're like kind of stuck somewhere.
Yeah. And it's supposed to be her party.
And it's supposed to be her party.
It's supposed to be a great day. Mm-hmm. Like that was sad to me.
Yeah.
I hate that.
I know. I hate that because I've had that feeling and I'm just like, get me out of here. Mm-hmm. I would rather do anything than be here.
Sometimes birthdays are terrible. I can attest to that because my birthday this week sucked.
Yeah.
Okay. So that was bad. We're going to see more of that, I'm sure. But then also on the Olivia train is her and Austin. Like, I'm like, why is this even progressed? Like,
yeah, they like each other because they're tall.
They like each other because they're tall.
That's it.
Like, this is like crazy.
Yeah. And the way Olivia talks makes me insane.
Because of, like,
she like talks to, like, it sounds like she has gauze in her mouth from getting her wisdom teeth removed. And it makes me.
I haven't noticed that actually. But yeah, with Austin, I'm like, he is obsessed with Madison.
I think he's going to skin Madison and wear it.
Yeah. It's
get her taxidermied.
It's so crazy. I'm like, I don't know. It's like hard to watch, honestly.
And why would you want to be with somebody if I was with somebody and all they did was talk about their exes over even not even relevant in conversation? I would just be like,
he did not stop talking about her for the entire, it's like, am I your therapist or are we on a date? I'm so confused. And it's like, why would you even give someone the time of day after that?
Right. Like, I don't get that either.
It's like, this is the second time.
And knowing his past and what a weirdo he is.
Yeah,
I just,
true. You went to a party with him and when he saw her, he lost his shit. And now you're on a date with him and all he talks about is her. So it's like, that's done. We're no longer dating. And he was like, he had the nerve. I love this about guys. He had the nerve to be like, I want to take things slow, by the way. I was like, what? No one's trying to date. You calm down.
Yeah.
No one is trying to date you. Like, right. She even said that in her thing where she was like, that's, you're making assumptions. Like, right. I did not, I'm not sitting here. And, but also that I've noticed with her that she only says stuff in her interviews. It's mm-hmm. like, in the moment, she doesn't even come close to saying any of that. It's yeah. like, I wish she would put her foot down with Austin and actually say that to him because he right. needs that. Because right. he's terrible.
Yeah. He's so, and he'll shut down, I feel like. He shuts down when people call him out.
Yeah, that's true. So that's dumb and not interesting at all.
Yeah, I'm over that storyline. And yeah. I don't care if they date. I don't care if they get married. I don't care if they have kids. I don't care if they're not together. I don't care about either of them.
Yeah, I truly don't. And I'm actually bored watching Olivia's, like, anything about her.
Yeah, like, same. I'm like, she should not be a main character yet.
No, like, she can stay a side character. Yeah. Okay, but then about Austin, then we watch with Charlotte.
Yeah.
The Charlotte house, which I'm like, I feel like maybe it's insensitive, but I'm like, we're giving this a lot of screen time, and it's like, I get it's probably sad. I don't know, most people don't even get to live in their house.
Yeah.
Their parents don't keep their house for that long.
I just don't have, like, emotional attachments to stuff like that. Yeah. Like, I'm like, if I'm moving, I'm probably going to like my next house way better.
Yeah.
And I won't give a shit about the yeah. house that... Whatever. And, like, how often do you go there?
Yeah.
Who cares?
Don't there. You don't even live in Charlotte.
Yeah.
But it was fun to me to watch them out in Charlotte because I used to live there. So I'm like, oh, Charlotte. Oh,
yeah.
Charlotte's so cute.
Yeah. It was fun. But what wasn't fun is Taylor and Shep. Not good. The way he just, like, yells at her and treats her. Oh, my God. And
I forgot about this because I'm trying to block it out, I think.
I know. It's just like, why don't you calm down and...
The gaslighting. The gaslighting is next level yeah. of like, and fuck you for acting like she's crazy because mm-hmm. you did cheat on her, you mm-hmm. asshole. And it's like, we're going to act like that was a long time ago. It was last year.
Yeah.
What? That's literally not. And even
Craig was like, well, she probably doesn't trust you because yeah. you have not been faithful to her.
Craig is my favorite Craig because yeah. when it comes to everyone else, he gives incredible advice. I'm like, yeah. who are you? But when it comes to himself, I'm like, you're an idiot.
Mm-hmm.
But
He
has made strides, yeah, for sure.
And that's all you can ask.
But then as soon as Naomi comes on the screen, I'm like, you're still an idiot. The way he talks about her still.
He
like,
loves Naomi.
Yeah.
Naomi.
He does. Or like Nomi, as he calls her. I'm like, can you not pronounce her name? I don't understand why you say it like that. That's literally not her name. It bothers me so much. Imagine being with someone for 3 years who can't say your fucking name right.
It's crazy. I do think they still have feelings for each other.
Yeah. Well, I think Craig still has feelings for her.
I think she still has feelings for him. You do. Okay. Yeah.
I don't see that, but I could be convinced.
Yeah.
But anyway, so he's basically like, and when he's like to Austin, he's like, yeah, we both know shit. And it's like, Taylor, what about this relationship are you here for?
Anyway? Yeah, well, she's not here for it anymore.
Yeah, true.
Modern day Taylor said bye. Modern day Taylor
said goodbye, finally. Yeah. But anyway, yeah. So the last thing that to mention is just speaking of Craig and Paige, which there's just something about their relationship that I feel like he's trying to convince us, essentially. Yeah. Because I still think he's in love with Naomi.
Yeah. And I also think, like, Paige is really popular and she's attractive. And, mm-hmm. like, I think, I don't know, I think it was kind of like a win for him. But I don't know if I love them together. They kind of annoy me.
They just remind me of a couple that's just checking off the boxes.
Yeah.
Like, they don't seem to have, like, the passion that he had for Naomi, which is why I think – I'm just like, I just don't see that. Like, I just don't see it.
Yeah.
I don't see it with them.
Yeah,
I think they're, like, cute. They're, like, cute. They're, like, mm-hmm. fun. They, like, are, like, oh, we love each other. Yeah. Like, whatever. Like,
I feel like they would just be better as, like, really good friends and, like, hookup buddies.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm just, like – I just feel like you guys are, like, cutesy and whatever, but yeah. you're not, like – and you have no deep level of, like,
yeah, anything. I feel the same. Like, it's just not authentic to yeah, me. Yeah,
same. I agree.
So we'll see what happens with that.
But. Yeah, but that was a boring episode, but I think it's going to pop off next episode.
Pop the butt.
Okay, so then the last thing, which let's – we're barely going to even talk about this, but Atlanta. I'm like,
yeah.
I don't want to talk about this because I've already wasted my life watching this stupid episode. Yeah. An hour I'll never get back.
Yeah.
That was just like, why did you not edit this?
Yeah.
Why did you waste my time?
Right.
I'm annoyed. So we have...
It's just the same old fights.
Yeah.
I mean, there's nothing crazy. Even really to talk about. Yeah. It's like Marlo versus Kenya, which they have been fighting for 5 seasons now. Mm-hmm. And they go through these roller coasters and they're mean and they're nice.
They're so mean.
Yeah. They're so mean to each other.
They're so mean and then they're fake nice.
Yep. Kenya is in the wrong. Why did she show up to Marlo's event? Why is she throwing the boys in Marlo's face? Mm-hmm. I think she could sit down and have an honest conversation about, like, how that has – but the way she's just like, yep, because you gave your boys away, whatever, mm-hmm. like, that's mean. Mm-hmm. And she's clearly coming with all this energy. Kenya never acts like this. Kenya's never full of energy and whatever, but she's mm-hmm. doing it to rub it in Marlo's face.
She has been like this season, though.
Yeah, but I think she really turned it on.
Yeah. No, I do agree with you.
And Marlo, I'm like, why would you even invite Kenya? You don't even like her. Mm-hmm. And also, just let her get in the fucking car so you guys can go.
Yeah.
Seriously.
So, yeah. So a few things about that. I thought she threw the boys in Marlo's face, but I feel strongly about that too. And I thought it was interesting, like, hearing how Kenya open up. Because she doesn't always open up. But hearing how she opened up about, like, her childhood, too, and how she, like, ran away and stuff. So that was interesting. And I thought it was so shitty of Sonia to take that and immediately go to Marlo. I was mm-hmm. like, why would you not have waited? It's mean to Kenya and it's mean to Marlo.
Yeah.
And you're an asshole. And stop acting like you had good intentions because you're a pot stirrer.
See, I get that. But in the moment, you might think people will, like, have sympathy for it, you know?
What do you mean?
Like, she goes to her and she's like, yeah, she said it was, you know, hurt her feelings because she went through this and what I feel like in the moment you actually might think you're helping because you might think it might make people's guards come down.
No, she definitely was stirring the pot. Mm. I think she was, Marlo was already pissed about Kenny. How would that have helped?
Yeah.
There's just no way. I think she knew what she was doing, but whatever. Agree to disagree on that. but then, so then we have this crazy scene where I'm like, is this actually happening? Where Marlo's literally chasing Kenya around.
Yeah.
Kenya is laughing like a villain, running away from her through the house.
Yeah.
And then we have a standoff in the driveway. I'm like, are you fucking kidding
me? It was
like, this is the most immature shit I've ever seen.
Even Candy's friend, which I can't remember her name, but I love her.
I know, I really like her.
She's like, where did Candy bring me? And I'm like, we're all watching where Candy brought you and why this is on our screens.
I would be so mad. And I also would just go.
Yeah.
Like, I'd be like, I did not fucking come out here to not do these. I would not put up with sitting and waiting for 2 hours.
Right. No, never. And then the trampoline scene's horribly awkward because it's like they're trying to like out trampoline each other. It was so weird. I was like, I'm done.
How did this make it?
Yeah.
How did this make it onto my screen?
I'm so annoyed. Candy's getting pissed. She's like, what am I doing?
And then drama with Fatoum and Drew breaks out.
Yeah.
Which I thought Drew, like, I liked that Drew finally said something because I'm like, this bitch is crazy.
Yeah, I do not blame Drew in the slightest. No. Like, I'd be like, get her the fuck away from me.
Yeah, and Candy was, like, annoyed at Drew. I'm like, are you kidding? She's been coming for her and talking about her husband nonstop.
Getting a private investigator. Yeah. It's weird.
Like, what?
Yeah.
Who are you? And so she's like, I'm not getting in the car with this bitch. And then the way that Fatoum she just gets activated so hard.
Like, people are literally holding her back.
Yeah. And I'm like, chill. You have been coming for her.
Yeah.
How are you going to act like you're the mad one?
Right.
Like,
why do you think she wants to be in a car with you? Yeah. I would never want to be in a car with you. Yeah. You're nasty.
Yeah. And so that happens. And then it continues at this place, which is just so embarrassing. I would literally act like I didn't know them.
Yeah.
I would go sit on my own and try to enjoy my life because it took 3 hours to get here, and now you're going to ruin it.
Yeah.
So annoying. And they're just screaming in front of everyone. It's so crazy.
Yeah.
It's like old Atlanta. I'm like, I'm not here for this.
Yeah.
And then, but Drew and barking and the throwing the bone to her. She went and bought a bone.
Yeah, she sure did. She sure did. Sonia goes, and what'd she say? She goes, I know you have a husband and 20 assistants, but I know you ain't got no dad. That's funny.
So funny. But that's pretty much it.
Well, and then Marlo ends the trip early. She says,
That's right. I forgot about that.
And Candy was like, I ain't not been kicked out of a trip.
Oh my God. I would be so fucking mad.
I'd be so mad, but those girls have so much money. I'd just be like, you want to know what? Fuck this shit. You're right. This does suck. And I'm actually going to go take my own trip without you guys.
Yeah. I would just be like, the time I wasted on this, the things I could be doing with this time.
Oh, I honestly don't blame Marlo, though. It's not going the way she wanted. She wanted something calm and relaxing. It's going horrible. She doesn't need that.
She's like, I feel worse after this.
Yeah. She goes, thank you, but no thank you for trying to make me feel better.
It was so sad.
Yeah. I don't blame her for ending it early because that was horseshit. I wouldn't have wanted to be there either.
Yeah.
I agree. She's kind of honestly ruining the season, though.
Yeah, she is. I do not disagree with that.
But anyway, we'll see what happens. So that's really it for this week. We'll be back next week with all the same shows except for minus Ultimate Girls Trip. Mm-hmm. Okay. In the meantime, follow us on the socials. It's doseofreality_ on Twitter. That's DOS of reality. And then on Instagram, it's dose.of.reality. And like and subscribe.
And tell your friends.
Tell your friends.
And listen to us.
Yes.
And please. Send us to Andy Cohen.
And give us 5 stars.
And 5 stars. And do everything.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.